Mitch, please.
All right, guys, I hope I can spread some inspiration for some of the Guardians players or fans going into Game 3, because today on WFAN's The Warm-Up Show with Al Dukes and Jerry Recco, just after 5 o'clock this morning, Jerry didn't seem satisfied with the Yankees' Game 2 win over the Guardians. If anything, he sounded a little impatient.
I want to say something, and this is I don't want this to be mistaken.
Ooh, okay.
This is as complimentary can be. Although it will sound pompous, maybe. I'm not sure what the right word is. The Guardians don't belong in the same field with the Yankees. If they come back and make this a series, I will be floored. Because talent-wise, roster-wise, pitching-wise, there is nothing about the Guardians that compares to the Yankees. Well, you want to say, oh, you know, they won their division. Okay, you know what they also got to do? They got to play the White Sox a million times this year and padded their record. They're not as good. And so I fully, as you know, when they played the Royals, now they're playing the Guardians. It could have been the Tigers. The Yankees will be in the World Series. And I mean this in a good way. This series is boring. It's just kind of waiting for the Yankees to pop off and score a bunch of runs, because Cleveland is not as good as they are. It's a compliment. It's nothing. I know you want it to be more exciting. It's not going to be. They're going to win this thing in 4 straight, and they're going to sit around for a week.
I hope you're happy, Mitch. I hope you're thrilled. Are you going to go to their parade if they win it all this year?
I just said I want to try and inspire some of the Guardians players or fans that might be listening to this show, because you have people like that who are saying the series is already over, and you can't let that happen.
I think Tanner Bibee's listening to this on his way into the stadium right now, hearing Jerry Recco, which Jerry Recco's full of it anyway. We're only 8-5 against the White Sox last year. So why don't you watch the sport first before you go commentating on it? You got anything over there about this?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I listen to that. And maybe I'm watching a different series, because clearly the Yankees have been better and they have a 2-0 lead in the series. But nothing the Yankees have done have impressed me. It's not like it's been murderer's row. It's not like they're doing all the little things to beat you. I mean, their own broadcaster, John Sterling, is making fun of their base run.
That's the most frustrating game I've seen in a lot. I can't imagine.
I don't get, like, to see these first two games and act like, boy, the Yankees are just a much better team. It's night and day. No, that's what kills us right now, is that you've had the opportunity to beat them.
But that makes it worse. Like, I'm not going to sit there.
Oh, I didn't say it makes it better.
Jerry Recco. I don't care about Jerry Recco. It's whatever. But the point that I am bothered by is that if you looked at it from the outset, we have 2 starting pitchers. They have a staff. We have a great bullpen, but how long is your bullpen going to take you? I mean, they have guys that command serious attention in their lineup. We have Jose Ramirez. They should be better than you. And they're giving you opportunities. Gerrit Cole was hittable last night. You left 11 in scoring position. You left the bases loaded twice. Now, at least in one of those innings, you cashed in for 2 runs. I mean, that's what's frustrating about it, is you bobble the ball with Brian Rocchio. Okay, that sucks. I want to be nice about it, because Brian Rocchio's had a hell of a postseason. But you get back into that game, and you still can't take advantage of these moments. Yes?
The Rocchio thing was, they were going to score that run anyway. Stanton was going to get a sack fly, and they were going to score that run anyway.
But you want him to earn it with the sack.
But it does come off. It makes it – it gives guys like Jerry Recco fuel.
Yes.
To go, look how embarrassing this team is.
And it makes it
worse.
And
they're not embarrassing.
And it makes – yeah, go ahead.
They might have overachieved this season from, you know, where most people pick them to be. But there's still – there's a lot of the 2022 team that has been through some fires now. With a rookie manager who's being taught a few lessons. He got outmanaged by A.J. Hinch in the two games they lost.
Yes,
in the first one. And he learned from it. He's not getting outmanaged by Aaron Boone right now.
But that made Monday...
It's just everything is piling up on it.
That made Monday that much worse. You got Bo Naylor who... I mean, again, you got Wells behind the plate who's making stops and saving runs. He saved the tying run last night. Because Jose couldn't come home. He was 25 feet down third base. And you have a guy, an Aaron Austin Wells, who can at least get in front of a ball where Bo Naylor's just disinterested in it. So that's frustrating for a Guardians fan. Because it adds on. The night before, you have an opportunity. Yeah, the kid throws the ball in the dirt. Joey Cantillo threw the ball in the dirt. They probably shouldn't have brought Joey Cantillo out there. Bo Naylor's got to do something to get in front of it. They highlight. Jeff Francoeur highlights the defense from Austin Wells. You walk Soto to get the Judge, and it kind of works out. It kind of works out.
If we
you walk
even
into
played,
it, and then you still get in your own way because
well, we have played. What
it's
would
a
you
frustrating
grade? What would
experience.
You grade them in their first two games? What would you grade them? D's? I mean,
yes.
If they even played B minus, I think the series is
tied.
Is tied. Absolutely. And if they played their A game,
I think
they're
B's
up 2-0.
Being generous. Yes. They have played two F ball games.
F.
You can't just be sitting there afraid of that place.
Especially when the other team's
stadium.
Trying to let you be in the game.
Guys, this is the house that TV money built. It's not the house that Babe Ruth built anymore. Get it through your heads. It's different. It's an office building now. They just took all the other monuments from the place that it actually mattered and put them in this place. That's all they did. That's all they did. Thurman Munson's ghost ain't out there. It's over in the parking lot. Rest in peace, Thurman Munson. Of all the things I say about the Yankees, he's cool.